To the political fallout in New South Wales, where the state's Labor opposition is without a leader after the resignation of Luke Foley in the wake of harassment allegations. ABC journalist Ashley Raper yesterday released a statement alleging Mr. Foley had put his hand down her dress and inside her underpants after a Christmas function in 2016. Mr. Foley says he's engaged lawyers to begin defamation proceedings, but this morning there are questions about why the incident was raised by a government minister under parliamentary privilege without the consent of the journalist involved. For more, we're joined by New South Wales political reporter Sarah Gerethy. Sarah, what have we heard from the New South Wales government, particularly in response to these criticisms that the incident has been used as a political tactic?
Well, Rachel, it took the New South Wales government almost 24 hours before it would respond to these particular allegations. And in fact, the journalist Ashley Raper raised them herself in this statement. She said that the issue had been raised by Corrections Minister David Elliott in Parliament under privilege without her involvement or her consent, and that she didn't believe situations like hers should be used in Parliament to score political points. Now, we had been chasing a response from either David Elliott or the Premier up until about lunchtime today, and about 15 minutes before the Premier was due to give a media conference where clearly she was going to be asked about these questions, David Elliott issued a three-line statement, and I'll read it to you. He said, "This has clearly been a difficult time for the journalist. I have long held concerns over the character of the alternate Premier. To that end, it was never my intent to cause distress for the journalist." So certainly no apology from David Elliott there, he explaining why he aired those allegations in Parliament. And so when the Premier then fronted the cameras to be asked about this, she was grilled at a press conference about whether, as one of the most senior female politicians in the country, she'll take action against David Elliott. She said she was disappointed and she'd spoken to him, but this is a little bit more of what she had to say.
There is absolutely no doubt that nobody wants to see a continuation of any political point scoring on this or any other related matter. No, absolutely no doubt. I've expressed my absolute disappointment that her ability to control the issue as she wanted to was taken away from her. I've also expressed my absolute shock and horror at the seriousness of the allegations and her absolute courage and integrity in speaking up. And I appreciate, as a woman, what she may have been thinking about for the last 2 years and why she made the decision not to go public.
That's the New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, speaking there. And Sarah, New South Wales Labor is now without a leader. Who's in line for that job?
Well, there'll be a caucus meeting tomorrow afternoon, Rachel, and it is widely expected that the deputy leader, the current deputy leader, Michael Daly, will be elected as the new leader of the Labor Party and the man to take Labor to the election on March the 23rd. Mr. Daly has spoken this morning saying he is, putting his hat in the ring and that he wants to lead the party. He also had some comments to make. He began his day this morning voicing his support for the journalist in question, and he also had some comments to make about what he thought should happen to Luke Foley in terms of his future. Luke Foley said he wants to stay on the backbench, and Michael Daly has suggested that he could be disendorsed and also that he'll ask for his Labor Party membership to be reviewed.
I also saw Luke Foley's press conference yesterday afternoon. I was very unhappy about that, to say the least. I think Luke needs to take the next few days to consider his political future. When I saw Luke's press conference yesterday afternoon, I had a conversation with the General Secretary of the Labor Party, and I indicated to her that if I'm elected leader tomorrow, I will require her to refer Luke's continued membership of the ALP and candidacy for ALP in Parliament to the Candidate Review Committee. I understand today that that has already been done, but if I'm elected, I'll make sure that referral is made and gets back as quickly as possible.
Michael Daly there, and as you mentioned, Sarah Gerethy, we're months out from the New South Wales election. How might all of this affect Labor's chances?
Well, Rachel, just before all of this exploded into the headlines, Labor was feeling increasingly confident at its approach to the poll in March. They believed that they had a very good chance of reducing Gladys Berejiklian's coalition to a minority government and were perhaps even in with a shot of winning government themselves. Now, obviously, they're now finding themselves having to, you know, steady the ship after these allegations rocked the party. And also they have to put up a new leader who has to, you know, start connecting with voters and put forward their ideas. Interestingly, it's a fairly similar situation to what the party found itself in going into the 2015 election, because Luke Foley took over as leader just months before that poll.
New South Wales political reporter Sarah Gerethy.